And this is Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour, starting now. In Huron County District Court, Judge Ferris presided over the plea hearing for Aaron Michael Sting. Mr. Sting was represented by attorney Elizabeth Weisenbach, and assistant prosecuting attorney Alexander Pahani represented the people. Mr. Sting pleaded guilty to 3 counts of retail fraud in the third degree. These offenses occurred at Walmart in Bad Axe in Huron County, Michigan. On January 12th, January 19th, and January 21st, 2026. On January 21st, Mr. Sting admitted to intentionally ringing up headlight bulbs for $1.03 instead of $48.75 at self-checkout. On January 12th, he admitted to intentionally causing items to ring up for $26.49 instead of $67.94. And on the 19th, he attempting to steal Dremel drill kits by paying a value significantly less than their actual cost. Under a plea agreement, counts 4 and 5 were dismissed. The court accepted Mr. Sting's guilty plea, and Judge Ferris sentenced Mr. Sting to 93 days in jail to be served concurrently with his current sentence. He was ordered to pay $231.47 in restitution, and additional fines and court costs totaled $1,125, making the grand total $1,356.47. Mr. Sting stated he was under the influence of methamphetamine when the offenses occurred and is currently taking classes for self-improvement. And a new effort to address housing needs across Huron County is getting underway after the Huron County Brownfield Redevelopment Authority secured a $40,000 rural readiness grant from the Michigan Department of Labor and Economic Opportunity. The funding will support a countywide housing conditions and development readiness study aimed at identifying housing shortages, affordability, concerns, and obstacles to future residential development. Officials say the project is the first comprehensive review of its kind for Huron County. The Brownfield Redevelopment Authority, managed by the Huron County Economic Development Corporation, is partnering with planning and consulting firm McKenna to complete the study. Researchers have begun gathering data and will soon launch a public survey along with community outreach events scheduled throughout the summer. And we will be right back after this brief public service announcement.
Thanks to your support, the nonprofits VetTix and FirstTix have given away tens of millions of tickets and counting to those currently serving and veterans, the immediate families of troops killed in action, and our brave current and former first responders. These tickets are a meaningful way to say thank you to America's heroes, and now we want you to be part of the mission. Got extra tickets to concerts, games, or special events, or want to see if you qualify? We want you to go to VetTix.org and FirstTix.org today. Give something to those who gave.
And that was your news for this hour. You can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. Speaking of obituaries, we don't have any right now. So I'm Tate Servance, and I've been coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.